This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We back at it with the steady, hot man Crowder and Solana. 305, cafecito time, dame una colada. Got some interviews next, always got dope guests. Get the cesspool live, dropping comments and likes. We about to get right, talking sports, my G. Listen to Odyssey and 104.3. Live and back on georgiamusic.com. Hitting it at the park like a Matt Mervis bomb. All power, get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for that 3 o'clock. Ready for that 3 o'clock.
Roll them threes
up. Are you ready for the 3 o'clock?
Third quarter.
Are you ready for that 3 o'clock?
You know, one of the things that we've always said, Crowder, is when someone is going to get fired or gets fired, you know, how quickly would they get another job? And I think many thought, oh, Mike McDaniel, that guy, it's going to be a while again before he gets a coaching job. And it was, I think it was Tom Pelissero. Yeah, Tom Pelissero posted, Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, former Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, will interview this week for the Browns, Falcons, Titans, and Ravens head coaching jobs. And he's scheduled to interview for the Lions OC job. One of the NFL's top offensive minds is in high demand. It's interesting because I don't think a lot of Dolphins fans saw that happening. I don't think many people thought the NFL community looked at Mike McDaniel that way.
No, and I think there's a, honestly, like quarterbacks and coaches, head coaches, I think there's a lack of ability right now at those two job descriptions. But I would not mind if Mike McDaniel was an OC. If some, and it can't happen. They can't demote you to OC. I think he is a strong, good offensive mind. I just don't want his culture in my locker room. Like, and you just bring up Atlanta. You go from Raheem to Mike. Like, them dudes are not going to know what's going on with them. Adam Gase got a job, and I thought he was the goofiest bastard in the world. But he went and got it with the Jets and failed again. It's just, I think it's more of a testament to that there's no more trees, the Saban trees or the Shanahan trees or just those guys, you know, the Parcells trees. Nobody has trees right now if you to try to find somebody that knows what the hell they're doing.
Well, very interesting to see what the second act of Mike McDaniel is going to be. This is so interesting to me.
I think it's going to be what Miami was. I think he goes somewhere. If he goes to Atlanta, I'm just thinking about him having Bijan Robinson. He's going to find – Bijan would be an all-pro in his offense. He'll find a way to get Bijan the ball in all aspects. He's going to do goofy stuff with the clock. He's going to have 100 damn penalties, pre-snap post snap, every damn snap, anytime you can get a penalty. Like, we saw it. I don't know if everybody, maybe I'm micromanaging him because we watched so many games with Mike McDaniel as a head coach, but I think I kind of know what Mike McDaniel is.
But what if he had Bijan Robinson and a really good mobile quarterback who's a dual threat? You go, well, wait a second. That might, I mean, it's got to play more to his strengths than what Tua was. And so if you learn something from where you go and maybe you say, okay, I got to cut back on the motion a little bit, or I got to cut back on the play calls a little bit. Like, people can learn. You go, that's why I'm saying his second act post head coach with the Dolphins, his second act in the NFL is so fascinating to me to watch how it's going to play out.
Kyle Shanahan was in San Francisco with him, and Kyle Shanahan was the one that had to, like you're saying, had to tell him, hey, pull this back, pull that back. And you see, Kyle Shanahan's an amazing coach. They just won. They're going to the quarterfinal. What's it called? Divisional playoffs.
Divisional round, yeah.
And he lost Brock Purdy for half the season. McCaffrey's hurt all the time, and he's still doing his thing. They have no big-name receivers there, and they're scoring 30 a game, where I think he needs somebody over him to tell him, take it easy. You don't need to wear off-whites every game. You don't need to wear $7,000 sunglasses. Just go damn call this offense and have a plan. If they figured out how you're using Devon Achane, have a plan on the back end. Have the plan be the Rondae Gasson always talks about.
Let's do headlines, because John Michaels is going to join us this hour, and we have not talked to him since the Canes won on Thursday, and now we have the added bonus of having watched Indiana on Friday. And, you know, John Michaels is very, very excited about the Canes playing in the national championship. Headlines.
Just speaking of OG, have y'all seen OG's TV commercial?
Yeah, with Joe Rose?
Oh, my. First time I saw it was this morning. That's funny.
I meant to tell Aronda, because I saw it over the weekend. They spell his name wrong in the commercial.
Yeah.
They have his name underneath them, and it's O-R-A. Aronda. It's O-R-O.
Huh.
They on his own commercial. It's for a hurricane window company.
Oh, yeah.
It's Loctite, I think, right?
Loctite, yeah. Loctite.
Yeah. And it's they have, you know, the little Chiron up of Joe Rose's name and Aronde's name, but they spell Aronde's name incorrectly.
He has two speaking times, and he says them like questions. The inference at the end is always higher. I caught Dan Marino's last touchdown.
Well, let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Mario Cristobal is having his college football national championship game opening media availability right now. There's some updates that I'd like to share with everybody. A good one first regarding Akeem Mesidor. Remember, you had asked on Friday, Hawk, if there was any concrete evidence or update, rather. Quote, Mesidor is in great condition. He did hurt his elbow, but he's already full throttle.
All right. I was going to ask John Michaels. I'll ask you guys. Just, and again, this is very difficult to do, but who is your Canes college football playoffs MVP so far? And I think it's got to be either Fletcher, Carson Beck, Tony, or Reuben Bain.
Reuben Bain.
Is it Reuben Bain?
It might be because I love defense. Reuben Bain messes up everything for off. Even if he doesn't make the play, they have to show so much attention to him. Mark Fletcher would be second, to be honest, because he's running. What, he had like 400 yards in three games? But, bro, I cannot stare at Reuben. I can't stop staring at Reuben Bain. I think I have a crush on him.
Solana, who's your MVP for the CFP?
I have to choose one of those. I can't just go with the offensive line.
No, you can go off the board.
I want to go with the offensive line.
Well, that's not technically an MVP.
I realize that, but I genuinely believe the reason, you know, Fletcher, and look, he's great, but the reason Fletcher is able to run for that many yards, people, you know, now with this being the championship game, they're posting more and more video. What the Hurricanes offensive line, like from Maui Noah to Cooper, what they're doing is genuinely insane. Like, Mario Cristobal built the trenches so damn well. And Ruben Bain, Mesidor, like, those guys are probably individually the MVPs. But I'm telling you, man, like, the offensive line, it is as good of an offensive line as you can build in college football.
Yeah, I'm watching the video that Crowder sent us of a Rondé's television commercial. Yeah, they spell his name wrong.
They do spell his name wrong.
O-R-A-N-D-E. You'd think a Rondé would point that out when he saw the final.
He's not hurting that check, Hawk.
that's all he cared about on the spelling. Right. The spelling, all he cared about was the check.
I'll be on Rondé.
I'm Joe Rose, and I caught Dan Marino's first touchdown pass. I'm Rondé Gaston, and I caught Dan Marino's last touchdown pass. Watch it. It's pretty funny.
One other thing from Cristobal, he said the only injured player with some concern in terms of availability is tight end Elijah Lofton.
All right.
We're good.
And one more Canes note. We had talked about Sam Levitt, the last, like, considered great quarterback in the portal for Miami. He is reportedly choosing LSU and Lane Kiffin. Over the Miami Hurricanes, which, you know, it doesn't bode well for Miami because he was kind of the last option in the portal. Dylan Raiola, the guy that was at Nebraska, who he thinks he's Patrick Mahomes. You guys have seen this guy, right?
Like, yeah,
he does everything that Patrick Mahomes does. He's going to go to Oregon. He committed in the portal to Oregon.
I'm worried about Monday the 19th. I'll worry about the next quarterback after that.
It's funny you say that because it actually hurts next season, but I'm with you. You get a damn ring. The hell with who's playing quarterback next year.
The hell with who's playing. I mean, join the lawsuit for Chambliss. Bring him here.
Oh, that's a hell of something to get behind now.
Twists and turns. Twists and turns.
What'd you guys think of the wild card round playoffs? It started with an absolute
unbelievable
banger. The Rams and the Panthers, Stafford and my guy, the Bryce.
This Bryce Young, I gotta tell you, Solana was 100% right about this guy.
100% right.
100% right. This guy is a playmaker. He is so good. He is deadly. He's deadly. He saw it before we all did.
Deadly.
He's deadly.
Deadly. And you guys were all willing to give up on him after six games with a brutal team.
So top 10 hands down quarterback in the league, in the world.
The way he looked this weekend in the playoffs against a much better team and the way he looked at the end of games throughout the end of the season, this dude, if he's not top 10, he is rapidly approaching top 10 in the NFL right now. I changed my tune on him. I can't deny what I'm seeing.
But, Hawk, you can't go from the ugly duckling to now to Pro Bowl, Hall of Fame potential. He is playing better than I expected him, but he's not Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen level. You see what Josh Allen
did? I didn't tell you it was Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. I'm telling you, he's not the garbage, the basura that we talked about for a full season and a half. He is far from that.
He's their franchise quarterback now moving forward.
Yes. Like,
they're going to pay him.
Yes. So, remember, he got benched. He was bent, like you started to think, hey, his entire time in Carolina is over, and one of the worst first overall picks of all time. And now he's their franchise quarterback. There's no debate.
He's done half in the playoffs of what Tua did. He made the playoffs and got whooped in the first round.
Right, but he looked good.
He looked way better than Tua did in his only playoff game.
He did. He looked good, man. I don't know if you watched the game. Like, he looked good.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I got ages out of town, so I really got a chance to sit down and watch football. Yeah.
Those two teams went back and forth, and the Rams survived. It was a Stafford to Colby Parkinson touchdown for the win late in the game. I think that was the most lead changes in the fourth quarter in wild card weekend history in that game.
Wild.
That was a sick catch for a tight end.
Bears were unbelievable. Oh. This team is just remarkable. Like, you watch the first half and you're like, I can't believe this. But that's what happened with Green Bay when they played them towards the end of the season, which was an incredible comeback. They just don't stop. This Ben Johnson has to be a conquering hero in Chicago. Oh. Caleb Williams does things that don't seem humanly possible at quarterback. And I'll give you a spoiler alert for my Who Got Funky coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Biggest catch of the night, Rome bleeping a doonsy.
Yep.
Yeah. I badmouthed Rome last week, too.
You were almost right because you said one catch, 6 yards. And that's what he was pacing for until he had that catch.
Oh, he ain't help him get there. He ain't going to help him win this one. Nah, he helped him win this one.
Hey, but can we agree Jordan Love has the yips a little bit because he was a different player in the second half? He looked like the best player in the NFL in the first half, a different guy in the second half.
We've talked about this on the show. It is series to series. I don't know. He needs to go to one of those sports psychiatrists, whatever. He'll look like Dan Marino the next series. He won't throw the ball to anybody. It's wild how he can look game to game, damn near play to play. He can look. It's crazy with him.
It is weird, man.
But Hawk, I thought about it too. Your arrogance. That's what I'm gonna call it. You're just arrogant. But doesn't Ben Johnson fit the exact mold of Chicago?
I mean, he's kind of like the second coming of Ditka, you know, where it's like F the Packers and he's got the shirt off in the locker room and he's firing down dogs at Wiener Circle. I mean, he's perfect.
Matt LaFleur needed a security man to come with him to shake Ben Johnson's hand.
That was crazy. That was a crazy, like, you want to talk about an alpha dog handshake versus a beta? That was crazy.
But why he did that, right? Like, it was a little bit of payback because a couple weeks ago it was LaFleur who met him at half field and just kind of gave him the high five and moved away. Like, they didn't exchange any words.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
So Ben Johnson, he was waiting for that moment. Like, he went.
Ben Johnson was asked about it today at the Monday press conference. He was asked, you know, do you regret saying F the Packers or whatever? And he's like, no, that's a good rivalry. I talked with the owner, the McCaskies. They agree.
It's some alpha. You talk the dog, the DAWG dog. If that's what it is, I love it. Ben Johnson got me. Ben Johnson ain't have me until this season. He got me now.
Tell you what, you start to look at Detroit with Dan Campbell and you go, there was a glaring a glaring problem this season, and you wonder if Ben Johnson was it.
Well, somebody's in Cancun. Somebody's right, playing this week. Yeah.
We'll keep you updated on head coaching searches around the league. It looks like the Packers will try to keep Matt LaFleur, despite some reports that maybe he was on the outs because his contract.
There was some notion he'd end up with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Matt LaFleur. Yeah. They get rid of him. Matt LaFleur is a good coach.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. We'll get to the rest of the NFL games in the next hour. Your local news, the Florida Panthers, they did beat Ottawa 3-2 on Saturday. That ended their two-game losing streak on this six-game road trip. It continues tonight in Buffalo, the home of the Sabres, baby. 7 p.m.
You buying the Sabres? Jimmy, you buying the Sabres?
No, I'm not.
Not buying the Sabres.
Nope.
You're talking about winners of 13 in their last 14 games, Jimmy? You're not buying that team?
Doing the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. Make the playoffs, do it in the playoffs, Sabres. I'm having a big watch party tonight. I told you last week. The Hawkmans were going to the Appel's house, meet their new baby. We're sitting down, going to fire up some Panthers Sabres. I imagine all over South Florida, people are getting together with friends, watch this Panthers Sabres matchup.
Hawk, give little Appel a nosy-nosy for me.
I'll give him a nosy-nosy for you.
Good call. Just a little, little Eskimo kiss from old Uncle
Chan. I don't know
Chan.
If Josh is listening or not. I don't want to blow the gift that we got little Jordan, but bought him his first quarter zip.
Wow.
You got a baby quarter zip?
That's Listen, fire. I mean, I want the kid. I got him a hat and a quarter zip. I want him to look like Uncle Hawk.
Baby hat, huh?
Yeah, baby hat. I have a small head. I wear baby hats still.
It's a pass me down. It's not even new.
Yeah, I go to Baby Gap, and then they go, oh, you want this in like a gift bag? And I go, no, I'm going to wear it out.
Well, it's efficient. Got a 2-for-1.
The Miami Heat, they were blown out by the worst team in the league Saturday night, Indiana, and they were blown out by the best team in the league last night against Oklahoma City. At least they're consistent, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's one thing to lose the OKC. It's another thing to lose the Indiana.
Yeah. They play the Suns tomorrow, first of three straight on the road. By the way,
at the Baby Gap, I wanted to get a Bears hat, you know, celebrate the Bears. I ended up with Paddington, but close enough. It's such a hacky joke, but I loved it.
Are you gonna touch you touch the baby? Are you gonna hold him?
Man, I don't know. I don't like to hold people's babies if you visit them in the hospital or. But we're gonna be just sitting there watching Panthers and Monday Night Football with them. So if I can sit on their couch and they put the baby on me, I'm okay with that. But like, I'm not doing the. I don't know. Makes me nervous.
Yeah. Cause I get criticized a lot because I love babies, so I grab people's babies because I like babies. And everybody tells me, like, stop touching these people's babies.
Well, because you hold them up by
Fred,
the foot.
Fred, I don't hold them up by the damn foot.
Yeah,
I put them
on
my chest. I pat them. I love putting babies to sleep, and now they're sleeping on your chest. It's like a human connection that I miss with having grown kids.
I've seen you do that with Jimmy in the studio.
Jimmy's antsy. I don't like antsy babies.
Well, I remember you had to swaddle them pretty tight.
It's true, though. Remember that watch party we had at Dave & Buster's? And my fiance, her best friend came. They had just had their first newborn baby. And they came. I introduced them to Crowder. And Crowder literally just took the baby out of the stroller. And was like,
yeah,
oh,
nobody likes that guy. Nobody likes that guy.
I think it's so... Everybody now, y'all, because it's the first time we've had this conversation. Now, y'all three, the Pivot crew, most importantly, my wife, who I've known for longer than everybody criticizes me about grabbing other people's baby.
Yeah.
I love to grab a baby.
Yeah. Mind your business.
But that's my best baby.
I'll give Jordan a nosy nosy for you. Uncle Channing. He had a special delivery for you. Nosy, nosy.
Oh, they love nosy, nosy.
That Heat Bulls game that was postponed last week has been rescheduled to January 29th. So there's going to be three consecutive Heat Bulls outings. Three straight.
I mean, is this sports heaven or what? 29th, 31st, 1st. Heat Bulls. Three games in a row.
Two terrible teams. Let's go.
Well, it's a little precursor to the playing tournament, baby. Let's go.
Give me boozy overs. Holy mackerel.
Your weather in South Florida, a little overcast right now in Miami. Parts of South Florida, I'm sure, I imagine. That's your weather.
All right, we're going to get a little nosy-nosy with John Michaels in the next segment. Talk some Canesy-Canesies.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, let's talk with John Michaels here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mezidor is back and healthy. We did learn that in Mario's press conference, which started about 35 minutes ago. John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, and you can hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. Literally the biggest Canes fan in media. Born and raised in South Florida. He's got Hurricanes tattoos on his body, and he travels all over to see his Canes. He even named his son Kane. So this dude is as legit gets when it comes to ride or die with the Miami Hurricanes. So put into your words, John, what a trip to the College Football National Championship means to this program and Mario Cristobal and Hurricanes fans nationwide.
it validates everything Coach Cristobal talked about 4 years ago. I've gone back in the last week and watched his opening press conference, and he talked about everything that they needed to do to get back to being Miami. And I had a chance to talk to him at ACC Media Day this year. And I remember distinctly, I asked him, I said, you know, you said 4 years ago that it wasn't there and we needed to be patient and we were building. And I asked him straight up to his face, I said, are you there? And this is back in July. And he told me, he goes, yes, this is a team that can do it. And he smiled, which Mario doesn't do very often when he answered that. But now you validate everything that you've been preaching to guys like Ruben Bain and CeCe Malinoa, who came here when you were 5-7. Your vision was to build a team that looks exactly like this and accomplish what they have over these last 3 weeks, beating Texas A&M on the road, a big physical SEC team, dominating Ohio State at the line of scrimmage, your defending national champions, and then going against a Heisman contender in Trinidad Chambliss and winning late with a quarterback that many people during the offseason said you overpaid for. It means the world to this program.
And speaking of Mario Cristobal, man, I fell in love with him. Did you see him on game day with Nick Saban?
Yeah. Oh.
And Nick tried to criticize him, and he said, how about you go put some makeup on and talk about people that you – talk about people doing something you don't want to do anymore.
So great. Like,
the edge is there. But John, Talana said it. Like, so you can measure size and speed. Miami's stronger. Miami's bigger. Miami's faster. But they're still over a touchdown dog. Like, why is Indiana favored so much? I heard him on ESPN talking today, a more talented team versus a disciplined team. I'll take the disciplined team. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, they have fun with that. I'm dumbfounded that it's 8.5 in some sports books today that I've seen, Channing. And trust me, when I land, actually not land, when I cross the state line in Florida, whatever the money line is, I'm putting some money on Miami. Like, I don't need no damn points. Give me the money line. Look, Indiana's an unbelievable story. What they've done, what Kurt Cignetti has done to build a team that literally was the one of the three or four worst programs in Power Four for the last 10 decades, and now have them in a national title game as a prohibitive favorite, it's really a testament to what he's done. Their defensive line averages 270 pounds. You know, their offensive line, while it's really good, only averages like 315 or 320. Good luck going against Miami's Hosses, who not only are big, but they're super talented. The biggest problem Miami's had all year long when they struggled is beating themselves. And they almost did it against Ole Miss. 10 penalties, you know, drop passes. They dropped 4 interceptions. I know Hawk and I were texting between the third and the fourth quarter, and he asked me if I was okay. And I said, no, I'm not okay. My heart was like somewhere over here on my neck. One of my balls was over by my knees. You know, it was like body parts weren't where they were supposed to be.
Admittedly, I have that now, but I'm 56.
Right. Well, I'm 51, and after playing at Braves Fantasy Camp, I'm not sure where half of my body parts are either. I go back and look at the three times that Indiana has played big physical teams. Iowa, who's not all that talented, they beat them 20-15. Penn State, who stunk this year, it took one of the great catches in the history of college football to win that game. And Ohio State pushed them all over the field. Ohio State just made mistake after mistake down in the red zone. I'm not afraid of Indiana. It's going to be a really good matchup. Like, they're talented. I take nothing from them. But they got to come see us in our home field. And all that BS that people are talking about in Indiana takeover, you have lost your mind. There are people from Hialeah to Opa-locka to Florida City to Immokalee that are showing up. They might not be in the building, but they're going to be walking around Miami Gardens, Florida, with bad intentions for that University of Miami team to come out and win a national title.
Hey, John, you're in Georgia. You do radio in Atlanta. And I would imagine 99% of people had given up hope on Carson Beck. And then he comes to Miami, and you've told us people have been chirping about how Beck's overrated and he's not that dude anymore. When he crosses into the touchdown and he converts, he drives him down the field. He has his moment of redemption. What's that feeling for you, knowing what everybody has been doing, which is giving you hell for believing in Carson Beck?
Again, it was something, Solana, where I looked at and I said I was right, because I never thought he never deserved the criticism. And I stuck up for him at Georgia last year. I said, hell, without Carson Beck last year, you probably win 7 games. They needed him for everything they had in his last season that he was there. for that kid, it's got to feel amazing. And you could see the look on his face, the smile in his helmet, as he knew he was crossing that goal line to win that college football semifinal matchup. What's crazy is we literally talked about him on Friday morning. I was on like 1.5 hours of sleep, pain meds, massage oil, and everything I could at this Braves fantasy camp to try to make it. And there were Georgia fans on our 680 The Fan social media page that kept talking about his looks and how overrated he is. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, your guy in Gunnar Stockton, he lost to that same Ole Miss team. Our guy in Carson Beck, not once but twice, led us back in the fourth quarter. Carson's going to win a national championship. He's going to be able to do that DX chop to everybody that's watching around the country.
And John, some as you talk about, they got to come see us. Should that be an approach to the game? Because your arrogance, Hawk has the arrogance today. I'm an adopted UN fan right now. I really wasn't born a UN fan, but we're like on the 50, fourth and three. Because I go back to the play before Carson ran it in. I love them running the ball because the game's, you know, everybody thinks you're going to wide open, try to score. Mario had to run one more time to show you I can go get 5 yards whenever the hell I want 5 yards. Like that arrogance of a fourth and two on the 50, we're not punting. Watch this.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting if he plays wide open the way that he has, because Mario in this playoffs has shown, hey, if it is fourth and two and it's a long field goal, we're going to go for it. We're going to trust that our offensive line, and a lot of times it has been a gap run, something that we complained about back in October that they were doing too much. Now they're just lining up and going, fine, we're going to run you over. And I think it's going to be a lot like the Ole Miss game. They're going to try to body blow Indiana to death early on. And eventually in that fourth quarter, you just wear them out. You know, Indiana, they're great defensively, but they also like to stun a lot. They like to send extra guys into the same gap. Well, you run into the wrong gap and you run into CeCe Malinoa and the two of you get knocked out. Well, now it's 11-on-9. And I want to see how that ends up working. And I think what's also happened, especially in that Ole Miss game, Carson Beck showed that he can make throws when needed. He had a couple of in routes to Keelan Marion on 2nd and 11 and 3rd and 10. And the 3rd and 6th throw that he throws to CJ Daniels right on the sideline with a DB draped all over him. That's stand in there and fire the football. He doesn't complete those. We may not win the game because if you kick a field goal with a minute left, Ole Miss showed they could march right back down the field and maybe they end up winning it. It's a testament to everything Mario's preached all this time and great for him as we sit on the precipice of number 6.
So how did you react personally when they punched their ticket to the national championship? Because we know, I think you told us that you cried after the Ole Miss game, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely shed a tear. So I was in a bar in Venice, Florida. So I was down, for those of you who don't know, the Braves have this thing called Braves Fantasy Camp, where people pay to come down and play basically a week worth of baseball with former major leaguers being your manager. You're at the Braves spring training facility. You actually stay there in Northport. We had an event that night with Javi Lopez. I had to MC it. Part of them bringing me down is I had to MC. I told Greg McMichael, who puts this whole thing on, I said, Greg, I got to be out of here by 7:15 because there's a bar a mile down the road. He goes, no, come back to the academy. We're going to have it on the big screen. I said, I don't think you guys want me there. And there was about 3 other Miami fans at the camp that were trying to get me to go back. I just walked into some random bar. I found a seat at the bar. There were about 20 Miami fans in there. And, oh, absolutely, I was ecstatic. We're jumping around, hugging. And then when Kane called me, I broke into tears. I'm like, dude, we're going to the national championship game. And he finally at 16 has come around. He had and you'll love this, Crowder. I'm out of town. He bamboozles my wife into having a house party on Thursday night. He's got a bunch of his buddies in the basement down here watching the game. But, yeah, it's awesome. I had to text him today. Some really good news is my ticket connects came through. I'll be at the game Monday night.
So I was going to ask you, because I know you had said to me, you're coming down regardless, yes. And the tickets are insanely expensive. In fact, a buddy of mine was texting me today, and he's like, you're going to the game. And I said, nah, that's out of my price range. And he's like, with all the connections you have? And I'm like, there's no connections when there's that much money on the line to be right. made for people who have access to tickets. So you got tickets?
Yes. Now I had to pay for them I got nothing for free, but I did not have to pay the third party prices and it was much more palatable. So it'll be me, my mom and my son coming to the game. I've got a buddy, my best friend Carnell, who comes down all the time. He's like, dude, I'm riding down. He goes, I don't care if I end up on 183rd Street and 27th Ave. He goes, I just have to be in Miami for this. And I know I got some friends. My boy Derek Coe's going to be there. My boy Armando. Mondo, I know he's listening right now. He's going to be there. Like, we got people that got tickets through the school. I didn't care, Hawk. I was going to come down and go to Grails or, again, just be walking around like it's Goombay back in 2001, and I was going to be dancing in the middle of the street. But I'm ecstatic. I get a chance to go to the game. I don't know how. I'm probably going to cry walking in, cry walking out. I'm going to be a big old biatch this entire time. But if they win a national championship, I've already got my tattoo artist set up. I've got an appointment. 2026 is going right here, and I'm putting a big ass trophy on the back of my leg with a U around it.
Look at that.
So Kane's 16?
Yeah, he's 16.
Okay, well, in 2 years now, Kane, stay good. Bring old Kane down. Old Uncle Chan want to show him a couple places.
He'll go at 16. I don't look. Here's the crazy thing, Channing. I was thinking about it. I was like, man, if I don't get tickets, I'm going to have to grease some people's pocket to get into one of these parties. Because I know all the parties are 21 and up. I was going to tell Kane, look, keep that beard growing a little longer. Put on some shades. Put a hat sideways. Wear a do-rag like Uncle Channing. Whatever you need to do, we're getting you into a party. But now he doesn't have to worry about it. He's going to the game, which is going to be awesome. I don't want to do my humble brag, but after the – I guess after we beat Ohio State, Mario finally texts me back after all the time. And he just said, thank you for your support, whatever it was. Not a big message, but after he was on SportsCenter saying he had over 9,000 unread messages, it felt pretty good that he sent me a text message back. So I didn't text him after the Ole Miss game. Kevin Beard had got on his bad side by hugging him from behind. He wanted to kill the Verbo Fiesta Bowl people for having 9,000 suits up on the stage. I said, I'm going to leave Coach alone until after we win this title.
I think I have his number. I don't think I've ever used it. I'm going to text him during this commercial break, ask him for tickets.
Yeah, let me tell you, you have a better chance of Jesus doing the Tootsie Roll at Opa-locka Hialeah Flea Market, if that's still a thing.
Come back in the 4 o'clock hour with the 69 boys, Jimmy. Tootsie Roll. You know what that is, Jimmy?
I know what Jimmy that is.
Never Tootsie Rolled a day in his life. I know Channing in Atlanta in 1995 when Tootsie Roll came on, he was Tootsie Rolling to the left. He was ready to do whatever.
Because the butterfly was old. Now it's time to see that Tootsie Roll.
We got to give that to DBJ. The butterfly, that's old. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. John Michaels, follow him on Twitter, John Michaels. You, we'll talk to you hopefully after Monday night, man.
I was going to say, if you want to talk to me Monday, if you guys are going to be working, call me.
Just 1 hour, because the Canes pregame show will start at 3. So
I forgot They do have important things that day. So, yeah, Tuesday, I'll be on the car ride home, but I've got 10 hours in the car, so nothing but time. Well, we'll definitely call in and talk to you guys.
Sounds good. See you, John.
See ya.
There you go, John Michaels.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Beck holds his hands out, takes, drops, looks, watch the throw.
You got it.
And Beck into the end zone. He runs it in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.